Hello again. In this video, we're going to talk about style sheets and master pages. Let's start by talking about style sheets. If you're familiar with just web development in general, you've probably heard the term CSS or cascading style sheets. And a cascading style sheet is just an easy way to define the look and feel of the various elements that appear on one or more web pages within a website. So for example, you might create a style sheet that has the definition for what all paragraph tags should look like. So whenever you have text that appears within a paragraph tag, it would take on those attributes. So you might set the font, the size of the font, the color of the font, the background, and so on. And then every time the paragraph tag is used, those visual attributes would be applied to the text that are between the begin and end paragraph tags. You can also create custom classes and apply those classes to the various elements that are on your application or your web page. For example, you might have a paragraph of text and apply a class called My New Class. And in My New Class, you might set the font to Arial. You might set the size to something large, like a 3 or 4. You might set the color to black and set the bold property and so on. And so whenever you add this class of My New Class to a given element, whether it's contained within a div tag, paragraph tag, or whatever the case might be, it will take on those visual elements. So if we ever needed to change the look and the feel of the entire website, all the pages that use this cascading style sheet file to define the look and the feel and the layout of the various visual elements, all you would need to do is change the definition of those tags or classes within the style sheet, and immediately every page and every textual element or control element that's represented on those web pages would immediately take on the new look and feel based on the definitions that you created in the style sheet. So it's a very easy way of updating everything in the entire aesthetic quality of your web pages and website from one centralized file. Hopefully you would not be surprised that Visual Web Developer 2005 Express Edition not only supports cascading style sheets but gives you a easy to use visual interface to create style sheets and manage them within your applications. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into this by creating a new website. We're going to call this Lesson 06. And click the OK button. And now what I want to do, since I'm here in the source view, is type something like the style sheet test, and we'll go put a BR tag here. And I'm going to put a paragraph tag, and between the paragraph tags, I'm going to type something to the effect that, here I'll apply a style sheet class. Okay. So let's do this now. Let's save that, and we'll come back to this page in just a moment. Now let's do this. Let's go ahead and click the Add Item and select Style Sheet from the Add New Item dialog box. And under the name, we're going to leave stylesheet.css just the way that it is. And note that we can add multiple style sheets to our application if we need to. We're just going to add one for now. I'm going to click the Add button. And notice that it's now visible within our Solution Explorer. It opens it up automatically, and we have this handy-dandy CSS outline tool where we're able to navigate easily through our CSS elements, classes, and so on. And then on the right-hand side, we actually are looking at the source for the .css file. So if I wanted to add some items here, and if I knew the CSS syntax, and you can see I get the benefit of IntelliSense here, and I wanted to type in like the background color myself, I could do just that, like so, and then choose from a color, like say for example we want to choose let's go background color, and we want to pick black. Okay, Now that is one way to go about it, and certainly with the help of IntelliSense, it makes it very easy. But there's a more visual way to build this style through this little icon, build style. We have to make sure our icon is in the definition area between the curly braces for the given element. So I'm going to click build style. You can see that we've already set the background color equal to black, so that's reflected here in this little preview area. Let's go ahead and change the font family and make that to Arial. So I'm going to select Arial. Now we can select multiple fonts here, and say for example if we had a very custom look that we were going after, and if the people who are viewing our webpage had Georgia or had, for example, Lucinda console, we may want to use those first. But if they don't have those, we can default back to a more common font like Arial. But for right now, let's just pick Arial and click OK. And let's also change the color of the font itself to white so that it stands out. Okay, our preview area shows us what the body will now look like for all web pages that utilize the stylesheet.css file that we're defining right now. Let's go ahead and click the OK button. Notice that all those changes we made were translated into CSS syntax. I'm going to go ahead and click Save. Now, how do I apply that style sheet to my default.aspx? Well, there is a property of our document called CSS file, I believe, or style sheet. Here we go. I'm going to click the little ellipsis next to the style sheet property for our document, and it will show us all of the CSS files that are available within our application. I'm going to select stylesheet.css, which is the only one we have available, and then click the OK button. And notice now that that CSS style has been applied to our page. Very cool. Now, in addition to setting the styles for individual tags like the body tag or the paragraph tag, we can also create what are called classes, which can be applied to any type of tag, not just paragraphs or div tags, or can be applied just specifically to a couple of paragraphs, not all the paragraph tags, for example, within our application. So here's what we'll do. We're going to go ahead and select this little button over here, Add Style Rule. And that will pop open the Add Style Rule dialog box. I'm going to click Class Name and call this My New Class. And that's all I'm going to do right now. I'm going to click OK, and notice that it gives me dot my new class. So we've got a new class here that we're going to be building. Put my mouse cursor inside the curly braces. Click the build style, and we can see in this dialog just a few moments ago. And here I'm going to change the font family to Courier New. Select OK. And the color I'm going to change to blue. And click OK. So I'm going to now look at my default.aspx. Why hasn't that style been applied to our cascading style sheet? Why isn't the text blue and have the font of a Courier New instead of Arial? Well, the reason is because we have not applied that class to anything on our web page. So in order to do that, I'm going to select either here or through my properties window the tag or the text that I want to apply that class to, and then I'm going to find the class property. Here we go. I'm going to type in my new class and hit the Enter key on my keyboard. And I notice that the font changed, and when I deselect the highlight, I get the blue font color as well. So really the purpose of style sheets is to help us control the colors and the aesthetic look and the feel and the behaviors of all the elements on our web pages. And we can do this at a very global level. So now if in the future we want to change the way that this text look in all texts that share this same class, my new class, or if all the web pages on our website that use this style sheet, that have a reference to the style sheet, and we want to change the background color, we would merely go to one place in one file, change the background color to something other than black. So let's just pick like aqua, for example. Something really nice and pretty. I'm being facetious here. And notice that all the pages now, if we had 100 pages on our website, they would all, as long as they pointed to the stylesheet.cs, CSS, they would now have a background of aqua. Okay. That hurts my eye, so I need to change this back to black. Okay. There we go. Okay, so that is definitely one way that we can go about managing the look and the feel and the behavior of our website is through the use of style sheets. But there's actually another way, and that's through the use of master pages. This is kind of a new feature of ASP.NET 2.0. And it allows us to define a master page, which is basically a template, and then be able to define the individual content pages that fit within the borders of that template. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's start out really simple. What I want to do is create a new master page. So I'm going to click on Add Item. I'm going to select Master Page from the Add New Item dialog. And I'm going to click the Add button. Let's look at the design view for our master page. You can see that it's pretty blank, pretty straightforward, but we have this special box in the middle here. I'm going to put my mouse cursor to the very beginning of that page and just click the Enter button on my keyboard several times so I can type some, create some content here on this master page. So this is the master page, and I can make this bold, and I can change the background color of our document, something to the effect that, let's see, BG color. Let's create like, I don't know. I guess that blue color would work, but let's go for something a little bit more subtle. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with this. Okay, there we go. Okay, so there we have our master page. And we could put controls like buttons and text boxes, and we're going to do that in just a moment. We can put graphics, we can put text. We can change the look and the feel of the text. We can use style sheets. We can do anything we want to do here. Now, when we add pages, they will appear in this area here. So as we add new individual pages to our website, let's pick web form. We're going to call this page one. We will want to select the master page. So we're going to click that little option there and click add. And before it actually does it for us, we have to select which master page our new page should point to. So we're going to select the only one we have in our application. Obviously, we can have more than just one master page, but we have one to choose from, so I'm going to select the OK button. And now we have our page1.aspx loaded into our main area. Go to the design view, and you can see here that kind of in a grayed out area around our content, we have, this is the master page. So I'm going to type in, this is page one. If I look at the source, notice that I have a page directive, and one of the properties of the page directive is the master page file. And it points to our masterpage.master file. Okay. And then in this content area, ASP:content, between the beginning and the ending of that tag, I have my this is page one text that I just typed in. Okay, so now if I were to open this in a web browser, see how this would look? This is the master page, and this is page one. Now, what if I wanted to add another web page to my website? So let's go ahead and do that. Let's go page two. And we're going to leave the select master page selected and click add. Click masterpage.master to select a master page and then click the OK button. And here we're going to put this is page two. Okay. And then we're going to view this in a web browser. And now we have, this is page two, and this is the master page. Now, what if I wanted to change the look and the feel of the master page? So I'm going to go back and adjust this color, because you know how hard of a time I had selecting it in the first place. I'm not happy with it now. So let's go to BG color, click the ellipsis. Let's pick this pale yellow color. And now let's view page two once again. And notice that page two now takes on the attributes of the master page. Okay, so let us now go to a slightly more complicated example. Now, The one thing that's a little bit difficult is controlling where this content placeholder is actually placed on our page. So we're not able to really move it around even though we've enabled absolute positioning on our web page. What I want to do is actually go to insert a table, and we will just use, oh yeah, okay, 3 rows, 3 columns. That works just fine, I think. That'll work just great. We'll click OK, and we can move this around if we can get the proper handle on it. Okay, there we go. We'll even stretch it out a little bit there. Now I'm going to drag and drop this content area into one of the cells. And it's having a difficulty here, and I think this is as a result of using some beta software. So I'm just going to save this, close it, and then open it back up. Maybe it'll refresh itself a little bit better. Okay, or maybe not. Maybe we just have a problem with that. Okay, that should work now. Let's go ahead and test this change that we made by viewing in, well, let's save everything and then view page 2 in a browser and see if it kind of places it. Okay, so you see now there's a lot more spacing, so it actually worked. There's a little bit of weirdness there. Again, excuse that as something that we're trying to do a little more complex, and this is the Beta 2 version of Visual Web Developer 2005 Express Edition, so hopefully by the time that you're working with this, that little kink is ironed out. Not a big deal. Okay, but we have our content placeholder now in an area where we can drag and move this table around and make some changes to it. So one of the first things that I want to do is start working with some of the navigation controls that are available to us in our toolbox. The navigation controls allow us to create what's called a sitemap. And that's just a special file that contains information about all the pages in our website. And based on that sitemap, we can bind to it and create like a tree view of all the pages on our website and allow people to see something like Windows Explorer, right, where you're able to see a hierarchy of web pages in the website. Or we can use create a menu or a sitemap path, and we'll show what that is in just a moment. But what we need to do first is add a new item, and what we're going to select is adding a sitemap and click the Add button. Okay, so you can see that it creates some content for us. Unfortunately, it just gives us a little bit of a template, and we're going to have to do a lot of the work ourselves. So what we'll do is start filling in some of the blanks here, like page1.aspx, and we're going to call this first page. Description, this is the first page, okay? And then underneath that, we'll do something like this. Page2.aspx. This is the second page. Whoops, I may have got that a little bit backwards here. Let's go ahead and second page. And then we're going to paste the URL in here. And then we're going to add another page. We'll call this page3.aspx. And okay, don't let me forget to add a third page here. Okay, so let's go ahead now and add another page so that we can make this an accurate representation of what's on our website. So page3.aspx, select master page, great, 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 great. Okay, very cool. And here we'll put this is the third page, great. Okay, so now we have a sitemap that reflects a hierarchy. Let's get here. A hierarchy of web pages. So page one will own, or because it's wrapped around these other sitemap nodes for page two and page three. You can see here the end node and the beginning node, and between those two are page two and page three's definitions. So that's our sitemap. Now we're just going to close that down, and I'm going to show you why we need that in the first place. I'm going to close down a bunch of stuff. Okay, let's go back to our toolbox, and this time what we want to do is add this tree view. So we're going to drop it in here. Okay, and actually want to put it inside there if at all possible. Nope, that's easily possible. And then we're going to click the little arrow on the right-hand side in order to set some of the quick tasks. We need to choose a data source. We're going to click New Data Source, and we're going to bind to a sitemap file and click the OK button. Okay. Now we're going to click the sitemap, and we're going to click Refresh Schema. And notice now that we have the titles for our pages represented. First page, second page, third page. So if we run our application now, hopefully we do this right. I may have to start this over again. Yeah, this isn't going to work. Okay, let's change this up a little bit. Let's make page one the start page. We saw how to do that in a previous lesson. And let's run debug the application again. So now we're starting on page one. And notice on the left-hand side, we have our little tree view. I can click the second page and the third page. And did you notice what happened over here in the content area? It changed to page two and page three. You can also see that in the address bar here at the top. Okay, so that is the value of using some of our navigation controls, specifically the tree view. Okay, so let's use one more navigation control before we conclude this video, and that is the menu control. Very similar in how it represents pages to our tree view control, but it does it in kind of a DHTML manner where we have kind of a fly out type boxes. So let's go ahead and set that. Menu boxes. So let's go ahead and run the application now that we've set this up. And notice when I hover my mouse cursor over first page that it pops open a little box with other options. So a little menu pops open. I can pick the second or third page. And this is all configurable in so much that I can make it look like a real menu. I can change the colors and you know, make it even jump out from the side and things of that nature. So very neat functionality that's enabled by the virtue of creating a sitemap data source, and then binding to that data source. Okay, so just to recap, we talked about how to affect the aesthetics of our web applications. First of all, by creating and managing cascading style sheet tags and classes, and how to apply those to our .aspx web pages. And then we talked about the concept of master pages. We created a master page and then showed how to populate the content placeholder with data that's contained on other pages. So each of our pages, page 1, page 2, and page 3, indicated as we built them that we wanted them to point to the master page.master file. And so they supplied the content, but the master page supplied the overall look and the feel, as well as any controls kind of around the borders of our content placeholder. And so there we used our a site map file, so web.sitemap here at the very bottom. We created an XML representation of the hierarchy of our website, of our web pages, and then bound various controls to that sitemap file through the use of a sitemap data source object. So we bound to that a tree view and a menu control, which then gave us some navigation ability in a dynamic manner, whether through a tree view or kind of a pop-up menu. So we're able to highlight some of the new features of ASP.NET 2.0, and that's always neat. You'll be the first on your block to try some of these kinds of things, so I hope you enjoy it. And if you enjoyed this video, please visit www.learnvisualstudio.net to download and watch over 400 videos just like this one, aimed at all skill levels on many different topics related to C#, Visual Basic, ASP.NET, and more. Thank you.